Richard does late wife Maria proud. Widower Richard Hughes recently completed the gruelling 55-mile London to Brighton cycle, 2 years after he rode the course with his late wife, Maria Pikulski Hughes. One of our former vice presidents, Maria, was a much-loved member of the charity before she tragically passed away last year. The husband and wife team completed the challenge on a tandem bike in 2021, less than a year before she lost her battle with cancer. Richard made the difficult decision to ride again solo in her memory, as he wanted to raise money for the charity she loved. Cheered on by friends, a group of friends from Blind Veterans UK were there to cheer Richard on, including member Andy Leach. Andy says a small group made sure we were there to see Richard off at Clapham Common on what we knew would be an emotional ride for him, particularly as it was the weekend of his wedding anniversary. He kept us updated as he cycled his way along the course and told us that after pedalling up the unforgiving Ditchling Beacon, his legs were so tired that he couldn't get off his bike to take fluids and needed the assistance of a steward. He said that all he had in his head to keep him going were the words, "This is for you, Maria." After a brief stop, he kept going and we watched an emotional Richard cross the line in a time of 5 hours. We took him for a well-deserved pint and he told us it had made all the difference to have friends see him off at the start and be there to cheer him at the finish line. Congratulations, Richard. You did Maria proud. Building a new life. While Richard has been adjusting to life on his own, he recently rehomed a rescue dog from Spain called Treacle. He says Treacle is a big softy. He's been great company and means I get outside every day. I'm also buying myself a little place in Spain where I can spend the winters. But no matter where I am in the world, I'll continue to support Blind Veterans UK, as the charity meant so much to Maria. I want to forever keep the link with the charity and keep her memory alive. Raising for a loved one, Victoria Beach from the Community Partnerships team says a huge congratulations to Richard for completing this gruelling challenge. Maria raised more than £5,500 for the charity in her time with us, and we are so touched that Richard is continuing her fundraising efforts. Grief can often result in a loss of direction, particularly when the person who has died is part of our everyday routines. Getting involved in training for a challenge or organising a fundraising activity can help one regain that sense of purpose and feel connected to their loved one. Set up a tribute page. Victoria adds another way to honour the memory of a loved one is to set up an online tribute page where you, your family and friends can post messages, share photos and remember your loved ones. You also have the option to fundraise through the page, which can be a lovely way to raise money for the treasured cause. So far, Richard has raised £760 for his cycle challenge. If you'd like to support him, visit Just Giving. Now that's capital J, capital G, Just Giving, all one word. .com/fundraising/riding for Maria, which is all one word also. To find out more on fundraising for us or setting up a tribute page, visit blindveterans.org.uk/support-us.